Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How about those Gardos last night?
I don't know if you know this. The Guardians got another win. They are now on pace for 119 or 120 wins, depending on if you round up. And as it is 119.7, I round up. So the Guardians are on pace for 120 wins. And all of a sudden, all those naysayers, you guys should let a naysayer know.
Let a naysayer know.
Because I got to tell you, all of a sudden, your boy Nicky Dubs, I was accused of flip-flopping today by the Modern Boys in another instance of the Slippery Wizard, getting just misparaphrasing the entirety of our show yesterday. Even that couldn't bring me down because the Gardo's on pace for 120 wins. Ken did I was right today, so I was right. The Guardians aren't going to stink. Bow down before my superior sports intellect. I'm being facetious there. I'm an idiot. What do you have?
You're not an idiot. What do I have?
Yeah.
For so, you?
Yeah, I mean, I got to know your Guardians' take. Because sitting pretty.
My take?
I'm living off the Guardians are going to hit the over, and they're going to contend in the Central and really have a chance to win, and they're going to be a playoff team this year. I'm living on that Guardians take. I don't need to double up with another take to conflate the folks.
So my take on the Gardos is your boy won a little bit of cash last night on the Cleveland baseball team.
Nice.
Which is great.
Very good.
Good for the bank account.
Always good when things are good for the bank account.
So I was happy about that. I play tennis on Tuesday nights.
You do.
So I was going to drive home, change real fast, go to tennis at 8 o'clock, and I'm like watching and listening to the Guardians. And the Sox took the lead with the seventh, I believe. Top of the seventh, the solo shot. And then the Guardians just came right back.
Yeah.
And just buried them.
I got when they were just piling on. Like when Jose gave you the insurance run by going oppo. That's like, I got him like in the sweet spot of once they took the lead and then to the end of the game yesterday. Because we got to watch the first hour kind of during the show yesterday. But then to see Class A locked down the doors. That was fun. And oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this?
Have you heard about this?
While we are on Gardo's watch permanently, because they're going to win 120 games. That's at least what the stats say. Don't come at me if that doesn't happen. The stats say they're on pace to win 120 games. I almost spotted them an extra win. But we got game three tomorrow, Cavs and Magic. We'll see. And then we've got night one of the NFL draft. And I will say, I don't buy anybody in town that says they're going to pay more attention to the Cavs Magic tomorrow night than they will the NFL draft.
Including myself, who's a diehard Cavs fan.
Like, I think we Cavs fans, we Cavs media, we are so confident about this series, so confident that the Magic are dookie, so confident that there's not a chance in hell that they come back and make this a series. I mean, the Morning Boys have said it's done. They've thrown in the towel on behalf of the Magic, even though they work in Cleveland. I think JP pretty much has said the same thing. Like, he thinks the series is over. That, like, I don't want to say there's a lack of buzz in the series, but all of a sudden, there is like, I don't feel like we feel the appropriate fear that you normally should fear in the playoffs because the Magic are such booty cheeks. And I think that's going to allow people to pay. Again, you can pay attention to both. I think you're going to find yourself watching more NFL draft tomorrow with all the intrigue, because about halfway through that game is when the first round of the draft comes on.
So my plan tomorrow night is to take my son out for pizza, and obviously the Bills have a pick, and he's just obsessed with the Bills. So we're going to go out and go to a little sports bar and get some pizza and watch both the Cavaliers and the draft tomorrow night. I'm excited about it.
What's little man Fox hoping for?
A wideout? He wants a wideout. Yeah, he likes the kid from Texas.
Oh, Worthy?
Not Worthy. I think he's going to go higher, but the other kid, who the people said he's got some red flags. What's his name? Is it a starts with an A, right? Adonis or something?
Adonai Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting. I'll be honest with you. I think there's going to be three wide receivers for the Bills to choose from. Bills pick just high enough. I don't know that we're going to get six wide receivers off the board before the 20s. I think that's a bit aggressive. So I think there's going to be three or four. Thomas, the kid from LSU, I think could be there. I don't think Keon Coleman's a first-round pick, but I could be wrong on that. I think he could be there. It's a good year, and we're going to play into this as we go on. But, like, I'll be honest with you. I think there's enough in the first round. And we haven't talked a lot about the draft itself because there's not always a lot of need to talk about the Patriots and whether they're going to trade down, or Washington and whether they should trade down or take a quarterback. Minnesota and Denver, apparently the teams. I think everybody's focused on the quarterbacks in this draft. I don't think I've ever been less interested in quarterbacks in a draft.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't believe in any of these guys. Like, Caleb Williams is, I think, the best quarterback in this draft. But, like, I don't know. I don't know. There's something, you know, the NFL turd polishing machine that makes sure that the whole draft process, we're not allowed to talk about any of the negative, or you're being a hater. Like, you can't just look at a guy and go, the personality stuff scares the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're a hater, or you're going in on a kid, which is not really what you're trying to do. You're trying to ascertain, can this guy be the face of the franchise? And Caleb Williams has so much of what I think teams look for physically in a quarterback. One, I don't really like that organization anymore. Like, I don't really trust that organization to do the right thing, even though they do have two top 10 picks. And two, kid, there's a lot of, like, mini red flags. There's not one thing that I say with Caleb Williams and go, that's the biggest red flag. But do I think there's, like, 10 small, like, miniature red flags that might equal one? Like, maybe we should talk more about this? Yes. Yeah. All I hear about is biomechanics with Caleb Williams. All I hear about is, well, he was dominant from Oklahoma to USC the whole time. Well, USC crapped the bed in a huge way this year. And there were some real maturity moments where skipping press conferences, the bleep Utah on his nails, like, just questionable things that, like, if you're going to take a guy at one, and this is, and in hindsight, this is what makes the Baker thing look even more, like, befuddling. There were many red flags with Baker. There were. Just in terms of the planting the flag at Ohio, the crotch grabbing on the sideline, like, the fact that he could not help himself and he had to be a headline. Like, those are things that absolutely do matter to NFL teams. And though it doesn't look the exact same way with Caleb Williams, they're there. And by the way, he's the guy I'm most confident will be a good quarterback. Like, Drake May, no idea. Just no idea. That offense does not translate to the NFL. Jaden Daniels, okay, sure. You're gonna build around him in the right way? Are you going to accentuate both his passing? I said accentuate. Accentuate is what I meant to say, not accentuate. Are you going to accentuate his ability to throw and run? Because if you're just going to make him a passer, you're probably going to limit some of his real value as a playmaker. But that's before we get to J.J. McCarthy. That's before we get to Bo Nix or any of these other dudes. So I just have never been more. I've never been less enthused.
It's wild. There's not one quarterback in this draft that I look at and say that this is going to be a bona fide Hall of Fame quarterback. I just don't see it. It could happen for sure. we've seen it before.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I just don't see it. I mean, I'm looking at mock drafts. You got four quarterbacks going in the top five.
I mean, people are talking, and I think some of this is just draft smoke. People are talking about Michael Penix Jr. sliding up into the first round. No. Like, so for me, do I think Michael Penix Jr. might have a chance to be a decent quarterback? Yeah. Like, look at what he's overcome, right? Look at the success. And I think his, like, he was the reason Washington was where they were. And I think when you can say that about a quarterback, I think that, like, when a quarterback is elevating a good program to national standards, I don't think you can sleep on that. At the same point, he's not a first-round pick. Bo Nix. Bo Nix reminds me of Derek Carr coming out. I'm not talking about the physical comp. I'm talking about a guy with a buttload of experience, a guy who's short on measurables. But man, if you just give this guy a chance, he might be a 10-year starter in the NFL if you can just get him in there and just find the right opportunity. And more importantly, don't rush the guy, but don't expect too much from the guy. You take him with pick 32, it's different than if you take him with pick 33, the first pick of the second round. So that's the other part of this. Like, if you said Drake May is a second-round pick, all right, I'll drink that Kool-Aid. You want to say J.J. McCarthy is like a second- or third-round pick, I'll drink that Kool-Aid. You want to say top-five pick, top-ten pick for J.J. McCarthy? And basically, the only reason anyone's saying this, there are two reasons. Leadership, and he played in a pro-style offense. Doesn't matter if he played well in it.
Yeah, you know, Harbaugh's going out of his way right now and hyping the crap out of J.J. McCarthy, best pro day I've ever seen, the best quarterback at Michigan to ever play, all these things. And yet, he ain't getting rid of Justin Herbert out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so we recorded the latest Sons of the Shoe today, and Spencer was like, yeah, if Jim really wants to, Spencer was saying, like, basically trying to turn it on Harbaugh and say, yeah, if you really believe in J.J. McCarthy, you should trade Justin Herbert and draft J.J. McCarthy at five. And I was like, you just went full Tannenbaum. You never go full Tannenbaum.
Never go full Tannenbaum.
But as much as we've talked about the quarterbacks, do you know what most interests me in this class? Right at the top, it's wide receivers.
You've got several. Obviously, Marvin Harrison Jr. will be the number one wide receiver off the board. In fact, this one mock draft sees him going to Arizona, which would be sick in that offense.
I don't know if Harbaugh is going to draft him at five. But I think if Marvin goes to Kyler at four, I think it's the kind of thing that can elevate Kyler. I think if Marvin goes to Justin Herbert might actually be able to win a damn playoff game. 216-474-0092. So as we get you ready for the rest of this gigantic week in sports, Cavs, Magic, Game 3, the NFL Draft, Night 1 tomorrow, Round 1, what are you going to be paying more attention to tomorrow night? Is it about the draft or is it about the Cavs, Magic, Game 3?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.